The Chinese premier says China and the United States should strive for the sustained and healthy development of bilateral relations. Premier Li Keqiang says that China hopes the two countries will act in the spirit of the recent phone conversation between the two heads of state, respect each other's core interests and major concerns, and refrain from interfering in each other's internal affairs. He also says the two sides can cooperate with each other in many areas, calling for bilateral dialogue in multiple fields and at various levels to help manage and mitigate differences. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the city will fully implement the central government decision on improving the Hong Kong electoral system. She made the statement after the National People's Congress adopted the decision on Thursday.
I will fully and accurately implement the decision on the new electoral system. And I believe that after improving the electoral system, implementing the principle of patriots administering Hong Kong, and filling the loopholes in the current electoral system, we can solve the difficult situation of politicizing the Legislative Council of Hong Kong and internal chaos of Hong Kong witnessed in recent years.
The decision was passed by an overwhelming majority vote at the fourth session of the 13th National People's Congress. China's launched an experimental satellite into orbit. It's mainly to be used for testing new technologies and monitoring the space environment. The satellite was carried on a Long March rocket that lifted off from the Wenchang spacecraft launch site early Friday morning. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has lauded the Russia-China partnership in jointly combating the COVID-19 pandemic. Peskov spoke at a ceremony to announce the winners of the news photo competition Overcoming COVID, organized by TASS News Agency. He also thanked China for providing technology, equipment, and medicines to Russia to help combat the pandemic. The International Olympic Committee president said China will provide additional vaccines to participants of the Tokyo Olympic and Paralympic Games and also the Beijing Winter Olympic and Paralympic Games. Thomas Bach made the remarks during the 137th IOC session in Switzerland. He said that Chinese vaccine doses will be available in collaboration with international partners or directly to those countries and regions where agreements with Chinese vaccines are in place. Bach praised it as a milestone to ensure a secure and safe Games. Four former U.S. presidents appear in an ad urging Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter are featured along with their wives in a video by Ad Council. The It's Up to You campaign aims to encourage those who are still hesitant about getting the shots. Public health experts have expressed concern about some Americans choosing not to get their shots, which would slow down the country's path toward herd immunity to the virus. Former President Donald Trump and his wife Melania are not featured in the campaign. French Health Minister Olivier Véran has voiced concern at the large number of coronavirus patients filling intensive care units in the Paris region. He says hospitals are sharply reducing non-urgent surgeries and preparing to transfer hundreds of patients to other regions. France has been registering around 20,000 new infections a day for several weeks, despite a 6 p.m. curfew and business closures. While the number of patients in hospitals is at its lowest level in 2 months, ICU bed occupancy is at its highest level since November. Véran says the variant first identified in Britain now makes up two-thirds of all new infections.